With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Three brothers are carrying on a family tradition started by their father back in the 1980s. Chris Zarnowski manages Ben's Tree Farm about 70 miles from downtown Chicago.
Ben was my father. He started the farm in the early 1980s. He was actually an accountant. He was a controller for a large firm downtown Chicago, but he grew up on a farm in Nebraska when he was a kid, so he wanted to get back to that and had a friend in the Illinois Forestry Service. So that's how my family got started into it. My dad passed away 2 years ago. He has three sons, myself, my brothers Justin and Mark, and we all have other things that we do as well in our careers, but we've been working the last couple of years to keep the family business going. We have customers now that they've come as kids and they're now bringing their children, so it's multi-generational.
Zarnowski says the primary reason people come to the farm is to buy an organically grown Christmas tree.
We have 9 varieties of Christmas trees, firs, spruces, and pines. They can either walk out to the fields or ride out. We have horse-drawn wagon rides and as well as tractor wagon rides. We've got free coffee and hot chocolate in our warming barn.
Zarnowski explains what makes a Christmas tree organic.
The number one thing is a heck of a lot more mowing. We actually mow all of the fields where the trees grow constantly during the spring, summer, into the early fall, versus typically a farmer would just be able to apply a herbicide onto the fields to keep the weeds down. We find that an industrial, just to the environmental benefits, it's nice for our customers because we have grass in the fields rather than getting all muddy during the wintertime when they're walking through if there's nothing growing there. We do have to deal with different pests in different ways. Sometimes we just have to cut out areas of trees if we have any kind of invasive pest because we aren't able to use herbicides. And sometimes there are some natural methods that you can do which work pretty well, but they just take a little bit more time and more applications than traditional herbicides.
He says not every tree planted will make it into someone's home during the holidays.
The farm is 55 acres. Probably about 30-some acres are Christmas trees, and it's hard to say exactly how many trees, but you can plant a couple thousand trees on 1 acre. And just to give you an idea, probably about one every three that you plant actually makes it to a Christmas tree. Some get taken by pests or drought or what have you, or some just genetically don't grow into a nice tree. So that's kind of the ratio that we go for.
Like many other Christmas tree farms across Illinois, Ben's Tree Farm opened last week.
We open the day after Thanksgiving, and we're open that Friday and every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until Christmas. So Friday through Sunday, and the hours are 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., which is when it gets dark.
The farm is near Harvard, Illinois, in McHenry County.
The easiest way to get directions is just to go to our website, which is benstreefarm.com. We have some maps there as well as the address where you can just put it in your phone, which is what most people do.
For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.